Asheville style. All right, everyone. This is our first go at a podcast. I feel like I've talked about this for how long, Tori?
A while.
Like a months. Yeah, I first downloaded Audacity and we did nothing with that. And so we're all sitting here doing our weekend thing that we always kind of do. And I think we're making it happen, like, for real this time.
Why not do some real talk?
Real talk. Tori's really good at that. So...
It's called being Kurt.
Kurt. Word to your mother.
It's pretty much what it is.
Okay. So do we need to say a little bit about ourselves?
What are you going to say about yourselves? Okay. We already dropped our names, and I thought we agreed not to drop our names. Well, you dropped my name.
There was no last name.
Oh, that's true.
Okay, so my name is Lauren.
I guess I'm Tori.
I'm a mother of a 9-year-old. I am a child care teacher. Yeah. I'm 26, 27 in a few months. I'm getting old. Crotchety. I'm
turning 27 before you, so shh.
Okay, it's like a month before me. It doesn't even count. Anyways, so what are we doing right now? Let's give them a little bit about our life.
Well, I'm in the midst of embarking on a new career path and enjoying my journey because it's been a while since I have found a position that I enjoy going to every day. I enjoy the people I work with, make good money, and all of that's important, especially enjoying the people you work with, Lauren. Because
we no longer work together now.
Well, that's true, but, you know, there's some environments that just aren't...
They bring out the crazy in you.
They do. They do.
So Tori and I give a little background info. We met through a friend of ours. I was a teacher of a friend of ours' child, and then began our budding friendship bromance, so to speak. And then I said, hey, come work at my job because you're an awesome childcare teacher and you should work here.
And well, I also hated my job at the time too and really needed something else. So,
yeah. Well, then she...
That worked in my favor.
So she's really great. This is how we all met. We end up hanging out at our friend's house every weekend.
Yes.
Sitting around, really doing nothing, just living life and letting our kids attack each other.
Well, I don't have kids. I'm the only one in the group without kids. So I willingly embark on the crazy.
Yeah, she kind of takes everyone under her wing and loves us all for some reason. I don't know why. It's great, though.
Is this all the time we have?
I think it just does, like, a pause. I don't know. I think we can, like, re-record and link them all together. We're still trying to work this out. This is my dream. She's luckily jumping in on it.
It's real talk.
Real talk. Okay, I think it's coming up on a pause, so we'll stop it and regroup. All right, so we're back. So I guess the way this app works is it only does, like, a few minutes at a time, and then you maybe pause for a commercial. We don't really have any commercials yet. We just want to keep talking to you.
You know what I think a good topic for us to talk about tonight would be? Tattoos, since we both got
one done yesterday.
By the same artist.
Shout out to Rising Sparrow in Asheville, North Carolina. They do some really great work. They did a $60 3-inch tattoo special yesterday, so we both decided we were going to go in hard for that.
Yeah, they regularly do have a $60 minimum, and I believe it's $150 an hour, but it's pretty good work, and they definitely want to make sure you feel comfortable, so that's a really nice thing when going into a tattoo shop. No pressure.
Yeah, what was that chick's name? Was it Melissa?
I don't know.
Maybe. She was super cool. She was a really pretty girl.
Dylan, you remember?
Yeah, okay, so we have Dylan, which is Tori's brother, in town.
Special guest.
He is having a weekend break from the armed services. He is an amazing...
Oh, wait, maybe you shouldn't have said that, because he shouldn't be this...
We don't know the last name. Just don't even worry about it right now. Okay. Anyways, he's an amazing young man. He gives his life up for our country on the daily. Shout out, say what up.
Hey, y'all doing?
Okay, cool.
Yeah, he's single, ready to mingle. He got that tingle.
We've actually been talking with him how he doesn't need to mingle. He needs to be celibate for, like, 10 years. I'm just kidding. That's just what I said. That's not what Tori said.
Well, that's coming from someone who is kind of celibate at the moment, so.
I don't think it's by choice, though. Or is it by choice?
Not this time.
No. Okay.
Makes a difference, trust me. So back to tattoos.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe we should talk about our locations, because this one was definitely, a completely different pain factor than I've experienced, even with, like, after pain.
Yeah, if you would have asked me, I would have told you it's going to feel like razor blades slicing your calf open.
I had
open.
Dylan and Nick to give me advice.
Well, Nick doesn't know. He's not there yet. He's only got, like, arm coverage. I don't think that counts.
I mean, like, my shoulder felt a little bit tender afterwards, like, the next day, but that was it. Like, very minimal pain during it. But this one, I don't even want to touch it with my finger.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. I remember when I got Sophie's portrait, and they even, like, I was trying so hard to, like, just get through it, and it was 2 hours of just pure unadulterated, just hell. It was really bad.
I couldn't imagine doing that.
I felt like I was
going to
convulse a little bit, but I didn't. I just held it together.
I was surprised I didn't twitch.
I do this new technique of breathing. All right, so my technique is, and I learned this, like, years ago. I was probably, like, 18 when I got my first real big tattoo. And they told me to breathe in for 8 counts and breathe out for 8 counts. It's when you hold your breath that you start to do those involuntary twitches. So you can kind of get a little more ease if you breathe. But it's kind of like when you stop breathing, your body starts doing the natural.
I hold my breath.
Yeah, don't do that. I mean, it's hard, though, when you're, like, in so much pain and you're trying not to focus on that and just focus on breathing. That will help so much.
Hmm. Good to know, because I was going to get it on my ribs.
Side boob. So really tell us a little bit more about your other tattoos, because you have some other cute little thingies.
I have one on my left shoulder, which, once again, like, barely hurt. Fun fact, shoulder bone makes your, like, rib cage vibrate, or your chest bone.
Yeah,
like,
it does.
On the opposite side of what you're getting tatted on, which is just the weirdest feeling ever. My behind the ears tattoos, like, people are the most surprised about finding out that those didn't
hurt. Yeah, people, like, ask me all the time. They're like, did that hurt? And I'm like, no, it didn't hurt at all. I feel like when it hit the hairline, it kind of burned a little. But, like, even the one that I have behind my ear, it's a cover-up of 2 tattoos. And I'm like, so I've been tattooed there 3.
Let me see that one again.
I've been tattooed 3 times in that just one specific spot. And people ask me all the time, oh, my God, did that hurt? I'm like, actually, like, it really didn't. Which is kind of nice.
Yeah, they're always super surprised because it's, like, right there. But it's just the vibrations probably.
I think it's hearing it, too.
Yeah.
With it being so close to, like, your brain and your ear, I think that's most the intensity of it.
But it's a very relaxed tattoo to get. Like, not a lot of tension. Mm-hmm. I will say, getting my left shoulder done was my favorite because that's been the first one that I've actually been able to stare at.
Yeah, I think that's fun. Well, you're watching a needle that your eyes can't even adjust to going in and out of your skin like a 5 billion times is kind of intense.
And personally, I already have a thing for needles. Like, I wish there was a shot for everything. Don't like IVs, but I will give blood or get a shot any day. So, piercings, not really, because it goes all the way through.
Like, especially when I got my eyebrow done, how it, like, goes through one and then comes out another part of the skin. That was great.
I'd rather not.
That was a good one.
If I didn't get my belly button pierced at 14, I probably never would have gotten it done.
I pierced my own nose at 13.
That's disgusting.
It was pretty hardcore.
Well, it sounds like it. But I've had to re-pierce, like, through my second holes, but only one of my second holes is open now.
Well, so Dylan, do you have any piercings or tattoos to talk about with us?
I actually have 2 nipple piercings.
Oh my God, are they in?
No, I tried to convince him to get his nipples pierced yesterday at the tattoo thing.
I've tried, when me and Nick first got together, I really wanted him to get his done.
I'm not doing that.
Why not? The ladies love it.
Yeah, the army doesn't.
But this is our first podcast.
It's not special. They don't know if it's a special guest or not. Now,
I mean,
honestly.
I feel like you're pretty special.
You are special.
I mean, you do a lot of things a lot of people wouldn't do. If I hadn't got knocked up at such a prime age, I would have done probably something very similar. That was my plan. I was going to go in the Air Force. I was going to be a chef in the military and cook for the president one day.
Hmm.
The last few president choices haven't really been my favorite, though, so maybe... maybe that was meant to be.
Maybe it worked out. Yeah. Yeah, I personally couldn't do the military, but I want to get back to Dylan's nipple piercing.
Oh, I want to get back to Tori, just what she just said, though. She doesn't like the military, but Tori doesn't like anyone to tell her what to do whatsoever. So that, I think, is part of it.
I couldn't, like, when it comes to respecting my boss, that's a totally different level. Like, as long as you're not ignorant, like, your boss.
Yes, my boss.
she was a very hard one not to be curt with.
Yeah, I really miss you being there, though, because I'm like, oh.
I named my hemorrhoid after her. Did I tell you that?
No.
Yeah, I have a hemorrhoid, and I've had her for a while, and just that experience, like.
It's the poop stress.
It all makes sense, like.
It's kind of funny, though, because, I mean, I love my job, and I love the kids, but it's kind of like, you don't think how much, like, a boss can make your everyday life in, like, a job that you love, like, turn into a job that you don't always love.
She pits you guys against each other, like, willingly, and then act stupid about it, and I can't play stupid to that. I just can't do it.
Well, the world has been a sadder place without you there, because we just don't have our mascot rooting for our...
the scapegoat that everybody can say. That's
we needed our moral compass.
Well,
compass is cracked.
I hear there's someone there who's kind of stepping up in my place.
Who?
Linda?
Really?
Apparently at the meeting she asked about your guys' raises, and I was...
Well, she better... those have to be... Okay, first of all, what happens is the parents pay a lot more in tuition, and then that has to be absorbed first, and then we'll get raises.
Mm-hmm. When's the last time you guys got art supplies? Did you know that
Do you know that our parents buy our art supplies half the time?
A 16-ounce bottle of tempered paint at Michael's is, like, maybe $2.
I know, but, I mean, it goes to our food, remember? We have really great food. No, but I do love the food. So, shout out to Alexis, our chef. She's an amazing chef. She gives us great food. She feeds me every day. I love it. I just, you know, we need art supplies more.
That's true. And I think the curry could chill out. Like, curry lentils is just a little much.
Curry chickpeas.
Yeah, curry cauliflower. Kids love the cauliflower, just the curry. They wouldn't eat it with the curry.
Okay, so we're going to go back to the nipple piercings because we realize that my job, Tori's ex-job, ex-career, is probably not super relevant to everyone.
You're at $12.50 an hour.
You made $12.50. Do you realize what I make? And I've been there a long time.
Other people who make way less than you, too, though.
I don't even believe that.
Deborah makes $10.50.
Yeah, but Deborah deserves $10.50. She does the laundry. Okay, anyways, back into what I'm saying. Okay, so our mindset comes from, so I'm a childcare teacher. Tori's an ex-childcare teacher. She's got a social working
social
degree.
Background.
Yes, she's very college educated, but she has a big mouth. So a lot of you, if you're parents, you're listening, you're thinking about my kids in childcare, you're wondering what kind of goes on behind the scenes. Well, you might hear a little bit about it. I mean, it might happen, and that's okay, because you guys deserve to know how we live and what we think and what we go through on a daily basis. But I'm going to cut that off. We're going to go back to nipple piercings, because I want to know about the pain level of something like that, because Nick was just talking about how do they do piercings out in the open at the tattoo place, because there's no walls there. And I'm like, well, I guess you just have to be comfortable just letting it fly. So,
I mean, they do vagina, like, clit piercings there, but...
But it's like spread eagle, like, right there.
I wouldn't be comfortable having... Well, one, I saw the piercer.
And he almost doesn't deserve to see.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm not saying anything against him as a person. Like, I almost gave in and got tattooed by him, but once again, Rising Sparrow, the woman at the front desk, was like, look, I get it, because he is new. Like, she vouched for his line work, but I couldn't get a tattoo by somebody.
But he is a great piercer. He really is a great piercer.
And
so he's apprenticing.
Yeah.
I think one day maybe he could be something real big. But in the meantime, just in case, since it's permanently on our bodies, neither one of us felt comfortable giving up our skin for that. But we're going to go back into the nipples. Tell us about your nipples.
Well, he doesn't have his nipples pierced, but we wanted to know why the Army does not allow nipple piercings.
I mean, I don't know exactly why, but I mean, personally, just being a guy, I really don't want to get nipple piercings for...
But do you think it's attractive on a female?
Very, yes.
Okay, so you don't think that a female would think it's attractive on a male? You might get some more honeys?
I don't really care. She's not going to see my nipples the first thing she sees. I mean...
What is it first? So what do you think is your most, like, bestest attractiveness feature?
His eyes.
Making her
laugh. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's
how
a feature.
All you got to do is make her laugh, and, I mean, you already got her halfway.
Yeah. He has a very deep voice for his age. Tell everyone how old you are.
He's got a very high-pitched
18.
Laugh.
Yeah. I want to hear this laugh now. Do something.
I have videos of it.
Do something funny.
I'm
Tori.
Yeah,
I can play a video.
Okay, well, we have...
Let me find one.
Oh, God.
Oh, wait. I know.
In the meantime...
Oh, my God, me too.
Okay.
Thanks, what?
You got biggest flirt in school.
And most talkative.
Most talkative. I talk so much that I literally had to, like, move to my own table so many times. And I was, like, so mad about it that I would be like, can I, like, pass a note right now? How can I get this out of me?
Well, apparently kids are getting offended by superlatives now. Like, a teacher did, like, funny words. And it might have been in, like, you know, middle school or something like that. But still, when you get in high school, we've always done these superlatives. Class clown, most talkative.
It's just hair. Like, it's like an entryway. It's like your rite of passage. Like, I feel like maybe not everybody gets that, but like he said, he got funniest laugh. I got funniest laugh. I remember that. I remember that being like, I might not be like the best sportsman, but you know what? I'm chubby and I'm freaking funny. And that's great. Like, everybody needs their something.
I mean, at least you're remembered by something.
Yeah, even if it's, like, a really...
most talkative.
Yeah, like goatee, like, der-der-der laugh, just a little bit. And now I want to hear his laugh, though. I want to know if it is up to par.
No, it is.
It is. It definitely is.
It takes a lot to get me there, though.
Okay, well, we'll wait. We'll wait for another night. Maybe he'll come visit again on a weekend. Because
a trip to Nashville.
Oh, yeah, I want to go to Nashville. So that's really not that far. Nashville, Asheville. I love country music. Tori hates it.
Yeah, there's a special place in the bottom of my heart.
We could go. I could go to the Grand Ole Opry while you guys...
That could be where we get a cabin for the weekend.
Yeah, so we're talking about getting a cabin for the weekend. You went with us to Gatlinburg, didn't you? Or not Gatlinburg.
Pigeon Forge.
We went to Dollywood. Yeah, so we went to Dollywood, like, was that last year?
Yes.
Yeah, we had a pretty good time. A big group of us went. So we'll give you a little more background info about our friends. Emily and Ryan, they're engaged. They're our besties. They're who reunited us into this holy matrimony of friendship. Pretty much their kid, yeah. We're in love. Well, they have two kids. So Emily has an older son named Brentley, and Brentley is seven. And then Jackson, which we call Wax Patch, multiple names. He has every other name but Jackson is what we call him. And he is going to be 2 in August. So he is our love child. We all love him. We all dote on him. Our world surrounds him. He's our whole everything.
Lauren fed her child Miracle-Gro as an infant. And her 9-year-old looks like she's about to be 13.
Yeah, like a world's top model or America's top model or something like that.
Yeah, I could totally see that.
I mean, she's pretty cute.
She's got great hair, but they'd probably chop it all off.
Do something stupid like bleach it or white. All right, so anything else you want to say about my child before we get off that topic?
She eats bugs.
Oh, my God. So, I don't know when this was. And
this was last year.
I want her to go on Fear Factor. Like, they need a kid's
Fear
Factor.
They need a mother-daughter.
No, I don't want to be in that, no. But I just feel like Nick is, like, a freak. He won't even touch a spider. Like, I am the spider killer of the family.
Yeah, me too.
He's such a girl. So, but seriously, so Sophie eats bugs for fun. She thinks it's hilarious. She ate, like, multiple lightning bugs. We have it on video, and you can see them, like, glowing in her mouth, all crunched up. And I'm ready for her to give me, like, 250 G's on Fear Factor. Like, I'm ready for her to make some money for us.
Y'all need to buy a house. So, come on, Soph. Get to it.
Yeah, you got to be the money maker. Like, we're putting all our energy and effort into you. All right, Sophie's going to pop in. Say hello.
Hello.
Okay, she's got to embarrass us because she's a 9-year-old, and that's what 9-year-olds do.
She's really weird, but so am I, so it's cool.
She's weird, but she's pretty, so it kind of evens out.
It's true. Right, and Dylan can vouch. I've always been weird. But
yeah.
He's always been weird, too.
Yeah, no, she's really weird.
Okay, well, I mean, I wish my brother was here right now. Because it would be up a few more notches, because he's...
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's talk about your job a little bit, because you left childcare to work a different job. You love your job. Yes. You make so much more money than me right now.
I make the most money that I've ever made, and that's sad, because I was a manager at a group home for people with autism, and pretty much worked around the clock and made $13 an hour, and was... pretty much straight miserable. Surprised I didn't run myself into the hospital in that job. And got a job back in childcare making 50 cents less an hour, it was a no-brainer. I'd rather wipe butts for a living and be happy going home.
Wipe butts,
the end of the
kiss
day.
Babies.
Oh my God, the cuddles. Ugh, love it. I definitely miss the kids. But I love my job. I take social work as anything. You can really do anything and make that into social work as long as you're helping people. And that's what I do.
So you love your job.
I love it.
You make way more money than me, and I'm completely jealous. But at the same time,
get another job.
I cannot leave my babies. Oh my God. I just can't. I just can't do it.
But your boss sucks.
I mean, she's not the best, but I just love these children. I would literally adopt them all if I could. It's not even a joke. Like, I would adopt them.
As much as I love the kids, it was not worth.
I mean, I think I'll get to that point. I'm almost at 3 years there.
Yeah,
so maybe I'll burn out.
Long.
Maybe I'll burn out eventually. I really don't know.
I can't shut my mouth. A little personal.
Okay. So, moving on to another topic. So, my kid finally... So, she wants to do a commercial break, and we're going to go have her practice that inside. We're going to get into a more adult conversations.
Real talk.
So, what do you want to talk about, actually?
Sex life.
Oh, God.
Mine's not.
I'm married, Tori. Mine's almost non-existent, too, but that's kind of my choice, because I'm tired all the time.
I mean, mine's my choice, technically-ish. I'm just really picky. Dylan doesn't care.
Yeah, Nashville's great to have one-night stands and just have a great time. You get drunk and wake up in random hotel rooms, wake up in random universities. It's all great.
Keep in mind that he's 18 years old right now.
Wrap
I'm just
it before
like,
you tap it, kid.
Can I go back 10 years, please?
Never,
I want to go back.
Never follow that rule. Never follow that
rule. I want to go backwards.
STDs don't care who
STDs
you are.
STDs are non-existent these days. Look,
this penicillin shots, I've never had one, but they're like legit. You better watch out. Right in the butt cheek. That's got to hurt.
For
right,
chlamydia. Well, if you get herpes, that shit's with you for life.
No. What if...
Oh, ooh. Well.
I mean, what if that thing like swells so much that it just like bursts? And you can't use it anymore. I mean, I don't know, but I would assume
I'm
it's possible.
I'm just
going
to say
take
that we
risk.
Will probably
take
find out
risk.
One day, thanks to one of my brothers. Like, not just
I have a lot of brothers, though, and most of them were, like, ho nasties for a long time. Like, and I don't like to, you know, say that. That's kind of sad. But I have a lot of brothers because my dad, my mom was his third marriage, but they've been married for almost 26 years. It'll be next month.
Damn.
So, yeah, so I have two brothers that have passed away. I have four that are still alive. And I have a sister. And most of my brothers have at least, like, three kids. And I'm not even joking. Like, some of them
have
more.
Thank God.
I mean, I don't know what their STD situation is. And my dad was the best dad ever, so I'm not talking crap. He just, you know, he got it out young. I mean, it is what it is, but...
You gotta pump out those
babies. I'm really great. I don't have 100 kids yet.
No, you just have the one giant child.
She's like three kids in one.
She really is.
She has multiple personality, so I think that's why it kind of works out. She's enough for me. So, Tori, when are you going to have kids?
Never.
You didn't? Okay. I don't know if you told anyone yet.
Yeah, no.
Your plan. So, they knew your ideas and thoughts moving forward.
No kids. No bra life.
Tori doesn't wear a bra.
8 years going.
That was like a for real thing though. That like at work, everybody was so like astonished.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
And I'm
like my
boobs
were the topic for like 3 weeks after they
found out. But it's
kind
of dumb. Like
they're just boobs. I can see Dylan's hard nipples.
All right, so boobs. Okay, so would you say that that's like a feminist move of you to like just let your tatas hang out? Because in Asheville, we're a little different to where you're allowed to be completely topless and walk around downtown. And that is, like, legit okay. Like, that's all right.
I hope to one day get to that point. It was a journey, moving into the no-bra lifestyle. You are pretty much raised as a female with a stigma that boobs are supposed to always look perfect. They're always supposed to be round and perky. And you're never supposed to be able to see when a woman's nipples are hard.
But when a cold breeze comes through, man, it happens.
I mean, it happens. And look how many guys have huge boobs, and they can walk around topless all day, and nobody cares. Like, I don't have big boobs, and there are literally guys who have bigger boobs than me, and it's totally fine for them to be topless. But for me, like, I'm still on the free the boob journey. right now I'm not comfortable being in a public place just because I don't feel like there's enough people who are accepting of it right now. Maybe once it becomes more of an accepted topic and thing to do, I will branch out there. But I mean,
until
more,
then,
more
she
power
wears
to all the women who.
Until then, she wears oversized cat sweaters.
I know, in the summertime.
I mean, you still wear like coats and crap, and
well,
it's hot outside.
I'm chilly.
Yeah, she's naturally cold 24/7.
Dylan can vouch.
She's like the only person. It's like 80 degrees and humid as hell, and she's wearing a sweater. Like, why? Why is this happening? I just don't even know. Okay, excerpt from the Broham, who's been on his phone. It's kind of rude because we're trying to include him in our life right now.
He's probably on Tinder.
He's macking on some honeys. I mean, what can I say?
That's all.
He still hasn't shown me his Tinder profile. I told him
you probably don't want to see. You're gonna have to like right swipe your brother. Wait, is it right or left? Because I've never been on Tinder.
Well, he says he right swipes everyone, which means you like everyone.
Oh, okay. So right. Okay. So are you ever gonna right swipe your brother?
If I get on Tinder and he pops up, I guess let me open up Tinder and see if I can swipe.
You have a Tinder too?
Yeah, I got a Tinder.
God, I'm just okay.
Just set it for like 1 mile.
I mean, I
talk about getting old one day because that hurt getting out of that position.
I know nothing about Tinder.
I'm just kidding.
Oh my god, that would be hilarious. Blaine, who's Blaine? 24. He's too young for you. Can you
I'm only 26.
I don't care. We don't go that much younger. We gotta go a little older. We need mature men. And Sophie, why are you?
He's got education though, so he's kind of mature.
Educated. I mean, does he have like a master's at that age?
He does. Yeah, master's of arts in education, but he looks short. And that's just, I need a picture of, like, a height reference.
Well, especially, well, you're looking at the mountains behind him,
but
so,
I mean, even here,
like, that picture.
Short.
Y'all are going back to personal things.
We might be getting personal, but you know what? We personally are amazing people. We are personally great.
I just freaking accidentally right-sighted some people trying to go back.
Okay, so tell me about the one that you just flipped past, because he liked your stuff, right?
God,
or he swiped you. Don't GD. That's against like the law.
I'm just disappointed
Asheville.
That I swiped.
You're in the Bible Belt, Tori. Okay, so tell me about the swiping, because tell me about this one you were just telling me about.
So you can do this thing on Tinder called super like, and I think it's really stupid. I don't care how attractive you are. If you super like me, I am not going to swipe you right.
Because you're desperate. That's desperate.
Like, just swipe me right. That's enough. You don't have to super like me. Yeah, just pushes it to a whole nother level. But this one dude super liked me, and it was a picture in who I'm assuming is his kid, him and his kid, and his kid's got this big old grin on his face, and dad's teeth are fine, but his kid's teeth are rotten, and this dude super liked me.
Okay, just so you know, if you do not brush your kid's teeth, floss your kid's teeth, help give the best oral hygiene care to your child, you are not going to get a good swipe, unless I don't even know what. Unless you're just, I guess, really desperate for a dude.
I don't know, but let me check out this dude I just accidentally right-swiped. Because
that's just not okay, guys.
Yeah,
we are in 2018. If you do not brush your kids' teeth on the reg and teach them good hygiene, like, there's something seriously wrong with you. Because it takes, like, what, 4 minutes out of your day? 2 minutes if you're really being, like, half-assed about it.
Really,
like,
important.
2 minutes in the morning, 2 minutes at night. If you want to skip flossing, do it every day, okay. Like, I haven't had a cavity before. And I do not floss every day.
You haven't had a cavity?
I've never had a cavity before. Like, knock on wood right now, because
I want to punch you in the mouth.
Dude, I know, but my teeth aren't perfectly straight. So it's kind of like you give a little, you get a little, take a little.
I have to get a tooth pulled at some point. I'm freaking the F out about it.
Okay. But I'm very proud of that. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying you don't have to brush your teeth twice a day, every day. If you forget sometimes, you're sleepy, you're in the bed, you don't want to get back up. Okay. I don't use mouthwash. I don't like mouthwash.
Yeah, I hate flossing.
But I like those little stick floss. You can even get the Dollar Tree for like 50 for a dollar. Like, there's just no excuse. I do it while I'm driving down the road. Like, come on. If you cannot flush your teeth.
That takes us to, like, using public restrooms. If you can't flush the toilet in a public restroom, like, don't use it.
God, those are so gross. I don't even want to use those. I get paranoid I'm going to get something. Like, something's
like... Man, this guy's kind of cute, and he super liked me, and that makes me not want to like him.
Cam Cam?
What kind of name is that? His name is stupid, but let's check out his Instagram.
I mean, is that first name, last name, or is that, like, my name's Cam Cam, I'm real hot. Check me out.
Cameron, I'm not going to drop the last name here.
That is a real weird last name. I think that's
fake.
Okay, that is definitely
things,
fake.
But that's his last name.
Yeah, he doesn't do big things. He does lame things.
Let's see if we can find his Facebook.
He does lame things. I love how, like, you know how if people ask you sometimes if you know somebody, and you're like, no, I don't know them, and they tell you their name, and you can look them on Facebook real quick? I like that.
Or like, Dylan, I still haven't found you yet.
Okay. So you're trying to find your brother on Tinder.
I think we need to
turn down my radius to what, like zero?
To
the
lowest that you can go.
The radius is 2.7 miles.
I'm down at 4 miles. Let me refresh Tinder here. Let me just clear out. Okay.
Well, I really hope my brother doesn't have a Tinder, because I would be kind of worried about that.
I found my ex-boyfriend on Tinder like a week after he moved out finally.
Okay, well, moving on. So, what are we doing tomorrow? Are you working tomorrow? Because tomorrow's...
No,
is
I'm
it
not
today
working.
Memorial Day or tomorrow Memorial
tomorrow
Day?
Tomorrow is Memorial
Okay, that's what
Day.
I thought, but like, then somebody told me it was today, and I'm like, but then we're off work tomorrow.
The preacher said that. And I was thinking,
I bet
like,
you don't get texts like that.
Who is that from? Is that from a girl?
She's my stepmom.
Your stepmom?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounded like
I'm
a female.
I'm the favorite. Why?
Maybe she's into you, though. Maybe you need to just take a step back.
Never
Maybe
know.
She's into younger men.
She might be. You know
what? Okay. Tori, get off your Tinder right now.
I'm trying to find
No,
Dylan.
I'm trying to have a conversation with you and
we
the rest of the
talk.
World. Okay. Then talk to the world.
I'm swiping on Tinder, which is pretty entertaining.
That looks like Billy Ray Cyrus.
It totally does. Oh, my God. Brutally handsome looking for terminally pretty. Do you understand that? Brutally?
I don't think it's terminal. He has a little bit of a double chin.
Brutally handsome looking for terminally pretty. I guess he's gonna die of being pretty.
Oh my God, I don't know. But these artist type and is this guy in Asheville? Is this guy in Asheville? Because I feel like all these Asheville people that are like they live in like the River Arts District and they're just like hippy dippy. Like you are not a statue. You are not hot stuff. It's just I mean, being artist is cool. But if you think you're personally a work of art,
you
I mean, I guess
shower.
You are. But I guess you are. But I mean, shower. I guess you are in like, in a Christian standpoint. And that Tori does not agree with this standpoint. Okay, you are. Everybody is like God's personal work of art. I guess you would say. So I guess they are. But if you really think you're really hot stuff, is it not attractive at all?
Confidence.
I mean, it's one thing to be confident.
I mean, confident
it's
and cocky.
Thing to be cocky. Yeah.
Yeah, cocky is not cute.
Yeah, there's a
I bet Dylan
line,
has
but...
some cocky photos.
Nick isn't like cocky at all. It's really great. It's really wonderful.
Confidence means everything. If you're not confident to a woman, then you're never gonna get anywhere with her. You gotta claim the dominance. Don't be a dick. Just claim the dominance.
Okay, so are we talking like, what's that book? And that's a movie.
Yes.
Okay. So we're talking that like type of dominance.
No,
you just did that
not,
on every woman.
We're not talking about that. Kind
so if
of
you need to go away,
but...
so we can ask Dylan. Oh, Dylan, I think I've. Oh, damn it! What's your profile picture?
31 matches I've been in.
31
I
matches.
Just
okay.
See your profile.
So you said your picture is of you and who? Who is this friend in your photo?
My friend Young. He is from Chicago, and I love him to death.
Chi-town.
We met in basic training, and we've been together ever since.
Like, together, or like, bromance together?
Like, bromance.
Like, work life together.
We're like, I mean, he's at my house, or my room every day. I mean, we're
so
doing
are
everything
you,
together.
Are you living on base, or do you have, like, a...
I live in the barracks because I'm single. Add me on Snapchat, hdillons21.
So do you just like save all your money? Are you responsible?
I just bought a truck, but I've been waiting a long time to do that because I've been trying to save my money, trying to, you know, be smart about this type of stuff. My older brother's in the army and he gives me a lot of advice and I go from what he says really.
Good. Awesome. I have an older brother that's in the army too. He's a sergeant in the army.
I'm not gonna lie, our older brother has surprised me with his success in his adult years compared to who he was as a teenager, and just his.
Oh, there's my beer. I forgot about my beer.
His
until
drive
drinking.
To do things. I don't know. The army was right for him.
I still haven't figured out my calling. Speaking of, so I think I'm getting ready to start school for the fourth time, like in August. Did I tell you that? I don't really know how it's
going
to go.
You're going to school with Savannah.
I hope we're not in, like, the same class.
No, because you're probably going to have to take math, and she's
I'm not taking math.
All that
I'm smart. I am smarter than Savannah.
We all heard all about that. Math. Oh.
I don't like math, but I'm not a complete idiot. Like, I'm not going to do, like, chemistry and, like, hardcore stuff. But
she
I, like, know basic.
Either. She did
I got
basic
an a
adding.
I got, like, an A in, like, my senior year math, or maybe it was a B, but like
I passed a math class in high school because my cleavage was great.
Mission school.
Yeah.
So what high school is this?
I wore low-cut shirts and was like, yo, Mr. Sproul, I need an 87. That's all I need. Nothing more, nothing less. Just give me an 87. Didn't do shit in his class.
Well, I just told him who my older sister was, and that's how I passed.
And then we want to talk about feminism. But then at the same time, women also can get a lot
with
their bodies. Like, that's what I'm like.
True.
I'm like, women just play crap to how they want it. Like, really do. Yeah. Like, we want all our rights, but at the same time, we want to woo you with our boobies at the same time and get what we want.
I mean, I don't put my boobs out there the way that I used to. Like, I'm totally different.
We have matured and grown in our years, in our youth.
And in the sense of, like, how I flaunt it, like, you know, if I want to wear my boobs out, I want to be able to do that without nobody staring at my face.
Like, we're touching you.
My face is still here. Like, it's not an invitation. Like, I don't wear skirts for...
Okay, so you don't wear skirts. Like, legs are a normal part of, like, our anatomy.
If
like,
the skirt
kind of
is long enough, but...
Like, are we talking Amish? Like,
No. Like, knee length, I'll wear, like, maybe a little bit above the knee, but, like, as far as a mini skirt, I even have a hard time wearing flowy skirts because my freshman year of high school, I was walking to go back to class after lunch. We had second period lunch, and, when I was walking in, there was a group of probably 6 boys, 3 on each side, and one of those boys lifted my skirt and showed my entire backside to everyone who was behind us.
And you didn't punch him in the face?
I had no clue who it was. I was in complete and utter shock. Like, who the fuck does that?
Did you have underwear?
Yeah, I had on underwear, okay, but that's not the point.
I mean, it's not the point. I was just curious about... I'm trying to get a visual.
Comfortable, like, when girls are getting sent home from school or being taken to... And this recently happened. A girl wore a long-sleeve t-shirt, which I frequently wear, a long-sleeve t-shirt. She didn't wear a bra. She got sent to the nurse's office because the teacher was distracted by her nipples. Went to the nurse's office. They had her put Band-Aids on her nipples and had her jump up and down. I think they also had her put on another shirt.
Well, that's pretty humiliating, though.
It is. And I've been pulled into the office before and had my shirt lifted up.
Well, yeah, you remember that rule in school about, like, the fingertip rule?
I feel so bad
for my daughter, though, because she has the longest legs in the whole entire universe. And the longest arm. I mean, she's not a normal body. I mean, she's beautiful.
Kids can't wear a shirt like that.
But
like
I mean,
the one you're wearing.
But
when
I mean,
your
when
out.
I'm talking, these shorts are like normal. These are not hoochie shorts. These are not booty shorts. These are just children's shorts. And she gets. I mean, she goes to our private school, so yes, they probably take even more note of what they're wearing. That's fine. I don't want my kids seeing other kids in like hoochie shorts. But at the same time, stuff that's completely appropriate.
Why should girls?
She can't wear.
Like, why can't she wear a tank top that is two
less than 3 inches?
Or spaghetti straps? Like, what is the point? Like, why are we sexualizing young girls? That's where my problem comes.
Well, and then girls take them
in. Feminism comes.
Well, and then girls like then they look at themselves like, oh, maybe I am sexual, and then I feel like they.
But women shouldn't be. I feel like girls shouldn't be brought up to. Feel like they are nothing but a sexual object, and they reinforce that in school with the strict dress codes for females.
But then I
males.
See guys' butt cracks hanging right. all over the place. Like right. I remember in school,
where
I
they
mean,
can wear muscle shirts and their sides
and wife
are hanging
beaters
out.
And
what,
things
what's
like that.
Up with
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it definitely is a.
There's a double cool. standard there, and it's not cool. And that's where my feminism comes in. Like my favorite thing to do is to hold the door open for a man.
Oh, yeah, I love doing that.
It's hilarious.
I love paying the tab. Nick hates it so much. I know that's not even a thing, but it's a thing for me.
I've been going for a minute.
All right, yeah. So, I mean, to wrap that up, it's hard. It's hard being a mom and having a 9-year-old kid that has a body of probably, like, a 12 or 13-year-old, too.
Well, going through, I mean, I remember developing as a child, and, you know, that in itself is weird. Like, everybody's getting boobs, but you're not getting boobs, or you have boobs, and not everybody has
Dude,
boobs.
Dude, I wore
like,
a bra in 4th grade. Yeah,
I didn't wear a bra until the 7th grade.
But that just shows the difference of what girls have to deal with.
I didn't grow armpit hair until, like, the 9th.
Don't when's lie, the... you just got that this last year.
So when is the normal time to grow armpit hair as a man? Like, I don't even know.
Don't ask me.
I think I got it a little bit in the fourth grade. I think that's when it was, because I remember the exact time I discovered it. And I
do
was
you remember, like, the peach fuzz?
I was so freaked out. No, it wasn't even peach fuzz. It was just literally, like, two long hairs in my armpit. And I was like, oh, my God! Oh, my God! I have armpit hair! I thought I was so old, and now I hate fucking shaving my armpits.
I love shaving my armpits. I'm not even going to lie about that.
I mean, I shave my armpits because I
mine's every other day. Mine's like every other day.
I shave every day. I can't stand the way armpit hair feels.
And I don't like leg hair. Like, when you wear pants and it, like, pulls on your leg hair. Well, like, I could never be one of those women. Like, I'm all about women that are like, I'm going to let my hair free flow and grow as long as it'll grow. And I'm like, more power to you, sister, because I cannot do that. I hate hair. I love when I get in my
look
sheets
at your
in my
long
bed
hair.
No, I like hair on my head.
I can't do that.
Like, I like that. I feel that's like my comfort blanket. If I cut my hair off, I would probably, like, go into a deep depression.
Understandable.
I really would. Like, that is my, like, it's like, it's my shield, it's my armor, it's my life. I feel like it has emotions and it has, like, nerve endings or something.
I mean, I can get that, because that's, like, one of the same reasons why I personally don't like long hair, is because I was 15 before I was allowed to cut my hair short, and it was a sense of freedom. I'm currently trying to grow
it's
my hair
rebellion.
Long.
It's
called rebellion. Yeah, she's still in her rebellion
phase. I'm trying to grow my hair long because I do want to get a perm. But we'll see.
You need
if
to get
I
a body wave. You need to get a body wave, not a perm, like a spiral.
I'll get something. I just need to get my hair.
I remember,
long
so my grandma was a cosmetologist growing up, so I remember the very first time that, like, I always had long hair. It was a thing. It was just my dad loved my hair long, and I was like daddy's little girl. So my grandma, I went to get my hair cut by her, and she chopped it off to my shoulders. Well, once I got home and looked in the mirror, I cried and I cried and I cried, like, so many times. And the only other time that I cut my hair short was when I drastically lost, like, a lot of weight, and I was like, I'm gonna just do it, I'm gonna have an A-line bob, and I'm gonna be hot, it's gonna be great. And I cut it off, and then, like, it took me 5 years to grow it back out. And so now I'm like, I want short hair, but I think it's just, like, the thought of me wanting it. But I know if I do it, I might die. I feel it.
You won't die.
Possible. You guys just don't know. All right, so tell us about this person that you're talking about. Who are you matched with? Who are you talking to? What's going on your phone?
I think the more interesting thing is me matching with a transsexual
yesterday. She was really attractive.
He was really attractive.
No, she.
Whatever. Okay. What do you know if there was a surgical change or is it a mental change?
I didn't ask. They sent me hay. I was like, okay, it looks really attractive, and then I read into it.
And she actually said that she was transsexual,
well, which I appreciate because. Okay, so I really appreciate that though, because I feel like it's super misleading. Because I've known people who've really gotten into people and they didn't know up front.
It is.
And they weren't okay with it.
And
so
I
feel like it's good if you're confident in your own sexuality that you can be like, hey, this is what's going on. I'm not going to move forward with you until you know. Like, that's cool. I appreciate that.
Well, I'm glad they told me before I got there. And I was like, oh, okay. Like,
we got like, the same
surprise!
Stuff.
Surprise!
Happy birthday!
Okay, I mean, it's... So, anyways, I matched with that. I said I swipe right on everybody for, desperate reasons. So, I also matched with a gay guy. He was actually, if I was gay, he was really attractive. I mean, I'm man enough to say that, but I don't go that way. So, Tinder has opened my eyes to a lot of things that I'm not going to try, but, you know, it's...
Are you bi-curious?
I am not at all.
Okay, well, I'm just curious if you're bi-curious. Okay, so let's go back to what Tori... Who were you talking about, Tori? So Tori has an ex-lover?
What?
That you brought up?
No, yes. It wasn't an ex-lover.
Yes, it was. It was Tori's soulmate that we all wanted her to get with. He was from the opposite race, but you know what? I approve that because he was a really handsome man, and he was a man.
Race
the opposite race? I feel like every race is completely opposite of each other, and there's like 5,000 of those. So 100%. Do you want to be more in-depth about what race that actually is?
Black.
Okay. Well, I guess we can get into a little bit of that. I'm from a pretty racist background, kind of family style life. My
Yeehaw.
It'd be better for me to come home with a woman than a black man, and I'm not cool with that. I honestly, if I end up having kids, I hope that it ends up being with a person of any other color than white.
Why? Can you explain that?
It'll drive you crazy for the
besides,
rest of your life.
Besides being a rebel, Tori.
It's just Tori.
It's just a Tori thing.
Why? When I want it to be artificially inseminated, I was going to do the great race.
But I'm curious why you would say, like, I don't want them to be white. Yeah, that's like, what I wonder. Like, why wouldn't you be open to any child that's or any, like,
you
family?
You
want
to be so open-minded, but you're not open-minded to your
own race. I'm already white.
You're in race.
They already have that. Why do I want to mix white with white? It comes out.
Okay. So, if you did have a child, which you don't want children, you, like, spread your love onto every child around you.
And I get to give them back and not deal with them at home.
Yeah. I mean, that's great, but you deal with some pretty crazy freaking kids, too, that I would not deal with on my free time.
I mean, that's true, but when you get paid, money is money.
I'm not talking about the ones you get paid for.
All right,
I'm talking about the ones that are around.
Money is money. I mean,
okay, $20. So why do you feel like if you did have a kid, you would not go with a white man? Like, why would you not be open to, like, if I fall in love with a white man and we have a white kid?
You're such an open-minded person. I don't feel like I need a man to have a kid. So
bringing
it back to the white thing.
But you don't think, like, the structure of the family has kind of gotten amiss in a sense?
You don't want your kid having a dad? You don't want your kid having a dad?
It has nothing to do with that. We're getting on a completely different tangent here. The tangent, what we were talking about was the race thing. And, you know, if I decide to have a kid, whether there's a man involved or not, whoever he is, whatever color he ends up being, that's that. I have no choice in that. But if I choose to have a kid on my own and get artificially inseminated, I plan on getting sperm of a bunch of different races, no white guys.
Why?
Mixing them together, having the ultimate
race. Is that a
race.
Thing? Can you get them mixed together?
I don't know, but I would do it.
I don't
do
think
it.
You can
if
do
I
that,
can,
Tori.
If I can get a bunch of different sperms
friends,
and just,
I mean.
You know.
I mean, if you want to, like, run a train, I mean.
You know, I'd find out what the gender is, you know, if it's a boy or a girl in utero, but
are
I
you one of those people?
Out.
Are you one of those people that don't want to know the gender, though? I could see
no,
you being
I totally
one of those people.
Would. That's why my surprise is, you know, what my baby looks like at the end. Wow. I know it's not
I mean,
be
that's
white.
Cool,
so
but.
Why can't it be white, though? Why? Like,
okay, just because she wants the ultimate surprise.
But
leave
she
her
wants,
alone.
I'm
no,
white.
She wants a carrot top, tan skin, freckle face, blue eyed kid. Let her have it.
Why do I need a white baby?
Why do you need a black baby?
I'm not saying I need a black baby.
Well, she might want a
why
Italian
do I
want
to mix white with
why,
white?
Why not,
what is
why
white and
white?
White?
I guess
white.
It's not exciting for her. She wants the thrill of something different. She wants to create her
I think
own
I think
excitement.
You want an athletic baby that can go to, like, NFL or NBA.
No,
I mean,
right,
I
scholarship.
That.
It's going to be, you know, I just watched Kevin Durant's movie about his
I love
mom.
Kevin Durant.
The real MVP, Wanda Durant. You know, shit. She was
I mean,
badass.
I'm not going to lie, though. Like, Mex kids are so freaking pretty.
That
they
is another
really,
reason
really
I'm not
like,
gonna
they
lie.
Really are. They're
like,
beautiful
my hair sucks, so why not give my child the chance to have great hair?
I mean, you're not necessarily guaranteed great hair. Like, I'm not.
That's true.
I'm just saying, you never
like
know what you're going to get. Because, like, genes come from, like, the great-great-grandparents in the back. Like, you don't know what you're going to get. Because you don't know what, like, that dude's sperm had, like, two great-grandparents ago.
Sure.
Like, you just don't know. Like,
that's true.
They could have been white, and you could get all the white genes, and then they'd be ultra-white.
That would fucking suck.
Albino!
I mean, that's fine. All right, the new name of our show is The Tangent.
The Tangent.
We can't,
Deranged Tangent.
We can't stay on one
people.
Topic.
No.
Trent. I can't say the word.
We've been trying to wrap it up here, but it's not working.
But you can say
working.
Duo at the end of it.
Duo. So, I mean, ideally, what I like about this app is that I can talk on one end, you can talk on another end if we are not in the same place together.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we can have a conversation. So, I mean, maybe we could do this once a week. I don't know. This is like our first go round. I feel like this is my dream. I'm trying to push off onto other people.
Everybody else is sitting inside right now. I can bring my other races of friends into this for you, Tori.
You can have some
like,
excitement.
Dylan's
we can make your dreams come true.
I'm proud to say I've never slept with one of my brother's friends. Except for my older brother, because that was kind of inevitable.
I didn't sleep with any of my brother's friends either.
I've slept with my brother's friends. I mean, it hasn't been guys, but I've slept with my brother's friends.
Oh, my goodness.
For some reason, all my younger brother's friends, it doesn't matter what, like, they are, like, they love me. They worship
that was
me.
Same
it's
with
freaking
my older
weird.
Because you're their sister, and I mean, it's a thing for guys
it's
to
just
do.
It's just weird.
Kind of creepy.
It
it's
is
really
weird.
Creepy.
And I'm like, why
it's
do creepy. You like me? What's wrong with
some
you?
Some of Mikey's friends have shown me their penises way too many times.
Oh, my God.
At a way too young of age.
That's okay.
Well, what's weird for me is, like, when my brother had, when we were younger, would have, like, his friends over and stuff, and I'm, like, hot mess. Like, we're talking, like, messy bun, like, sleep pants that are like an extra large and sagging, and I look like hell. And he's like, "Oh, my friend went home. He thinks you're really hot." I'm like, "Really? Ugh, he has bad taste in women. What's wrong with him?"
Look, I was at this pool this weekend, and Dylan was talking to one of my roommate's friends who was staying at the apartment, supposedly.
He's a really nice guy, but trying to be like, sorry, everybody, he's white. Like,
Tori's not into him. That's boring to her. She likes to mix it up.
So Tori wants somebody that she has no chance with, and then she can just rant.
Tori has a really nice, she has a cute butt, though. Great
vibrator that I can turn on and off anytime
I want. Does it color change? You need to get one of those, like, lights up in different colors, because you might get everything you want in that thing.
I can come pretty much as many times as I want to at that thing, and there has been no guy Speaking of,
I really want to have a passion party. Like,
Crystal, oh my God, I would love to!
Do you want
to
come? Okay, so not really me, but Crystal. Would you go to Crystal's passion party with me?
I guess. Okay. Emily won't go. She's too conservative for that shit.
I mean, but I like to make sangria and, like, food and...
Look, the first passion party I went to, I won a $60 gift card.
It's a passion party?
What'd you spend it on?
A really great vibrator that I've not been able to replace since.
Wow. Okay.
All right, so we're gonna wrap this up. I hope you all enjoyed listening to us. The tangent.
Yes.
We've talked hard. We've bawled so hard.
Lots of topics. Maybe next time we'll stay on track and not be all over the place.
Hopefully there's something that you can relate to. We're just a bunch of late 20-something-year-olds and
living life. Why did you have to say late?
All right. Bye.